It's been 1 week since Canada Post workers walked off the job following news that the federal government would allow the operator to scale back services. The feds gave Canada Post the green light to significantly pull back on mail delivery service. That includes ending home delivery for about 4 million addresses that still get the service and lifting the 1994 moratorium on closing rural post offices. Knowing the cuts could lead to job losses, members of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers chose to protest the decision with a strike that began last Thursday. Workers picketed at a number of locations in Sydney, including offices in the downtown in Membertou, as well as the Canada Post warehouse on Upper Prince Street. President of the local Canadian Union of Postal Workers, Martin Prudhomme, was at the protest at the warehouse and discussed how the decision from the government will affect rural communities.
We have to understand that it's a public service. So what it's different than other courier. We deliver everywhere in Canada. So we connect community together. They try to privatize. So now it's we have less service. If they privatize, we're going to go with higher price. And this public service is supposed to be affordable for the population. And if that's the privatization that they are looking for, we're going to pay a lot of money on to send parcels, and they want to close rural post office too. So how far you want to go to get your parcels? So the union is asking Canada Post to expand their services.
He says Canada Post should be increasing the services offered by rural postal workers to make their work more profitable.
The union is asking Canada Post to expand their services. Some community, they don't have internet. They have bank. So we propose postal banking, having internet, having senior checks. So some senior people, they are the only person they see in the day. So we can check on them. On other thing too, we can have food delivery. They can order and we deliver by Canada Post. So that's a way that we can make more money. And instead of cutting on the service and cutting on jobs, because even Mark Carney said, good union jobs support economy. So we have 55,000 union workers that needs to work we spend money in the community. So I think it's really important.
The effect rural post office closures could have on communities in Cape Breton is a concern for the local government. Cape Breton Regional Municipality District 7 Councillor Steve Parsons represents rural communities like Howie Center, Big Pond, Irish Vale, and Gabarouse. He shared his reaction to the government's decision.
I'm concerned, of course, at any time that they're going to close services, whether it's federal, provincial, or municipal at the local level. Am I surprised that the federal government is doing it? No, because, of course, they're supplementing, compensating the annual operations of Canada Post based on the last few years trending. And I understand that because, of course, competition's opened up and more people are buying goods and services online. I think they're looking at it as a monetary, financial position versus, you know, people on the ground working. And a lot of these folks have been working at these local post offices. I know there's one in East Bay, there's one in Marion Bridge, there's one in Gabarouse. So my district's certainly affected in the rural areas. So it is concerning. People are going to be displaced. I don't like when job losses occur, particularly in the rural areas, of course, because, of course, it's hard to get services. And when you do get them, you don't want to lose them.
He shared his concerns with how the decision will affect rural communities, particularly rural seniors.
With home delivery, my main concern here in terms of the level of services is the distance that people will have to go, the seniors that will have to go to pick up parcels and so on and so forth. And I think, you know, that's concerning. I know they're going to be concerned about it. And if they're concerned, and I'm right behind them as concerned as well, because, again, in the rural areas, we're so used to paying high taxes for less services than normally you get in the big centers. And to cut, it just seems like that's the first line of attack. It's always in the rural areas, but, you know, governments have to realize that the rural areas and the residents pay their fair share of all services, and therefore they have every right to maintain services. But it always seems to be the first line of defense when they start cutting, and that I have a problem with.
He also highlighted concerns for parcel delivery.
If your parcel is too big to fit into the actual super mailbox, then it has to get to the residents away. I don't know if they're going to maintain that or not. I'm told that the Supermail boxes ban all Canada Post deliveries from now on. So if people switch, for example, and they decide to buy something from another supplier that doesn't use Canada Post, then, of course, these folks got to get to their homes. In most cases, you got to be there to sign for it. You know, they may not be home. So will parcels be left behind? Will parcels be nabbed by other people driving around? Because we know that happens too. People are robbing parcels off people's steps. That's a reality. So, you know, that level of service with Canada Post gives you that protection that your parcel's in that super mailbox locked away, and they're going to leave a key in your mailbox to retrieve that parcel. So if all of a sudden that service is gone and people are forced to use other suppliers, you know, there's risk in that, and that, you know, that's concerning as well.
The union representing postal workers is currently reviewing new offers from Canada Post. That still includes cuts to rural post offices that were previously safe from closure. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.